It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we have a panel of guests here in studio to talk about a significant agreement that's been signed in relation to the Stanislaus National Forest. It's called the Master Stewardship Agreement. What is it? Why is it significant? Who are the players involved? And what does it mean toward improving the health of the forest are some of the many questions we'll be talking about today. We're pleased to be joined in studio by a great panel of guests. We have Tuolumne County Supervisor Randy Hanvelt, Tuolumne County Administrative Analyst Liz Peterson, Stanislaus National Forest Supervisor Jason Kiken, and Tuolumne River Trust Executive Director Patrick Hopel. Good morning to you all.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, BJ.
Well, it's great to have all four of you in studio with us this morning to talk about this important topic. I'll start first with Supervisor Hanvelt to kind of set the stage. You know, what exactly is this Master Stewardship Agreement?
Well, let's back up just a minute before we get to the Master Stewardship Agreement, which many of us, will, by the way, will refer to as the MSA. Just become standard for us to talk about it that way. But the real issue has been the health of our forests. And I think most of our citizens realize that we have an unhealthy forest situation, not just here in Tuolumne County, but all over the state. But this is a case where I think largely because we had this huge disaster we call Rim Fire about 5 years ago now, the local team, and I'm speaking of the Yosemite Stanislaus Solutions, which we will often refer to as YSS, has got together and decided they need to do something about it to make the forest healthy again. That's a lot more difficult than it sounds because there's an immense amount of work involved. Well, we kept trying to find a way to do this and to fund it and to get the team to agree. And the solution comes up to be the best possible solution is this concept of a master stewardship agreement. And really what it amounts to is we get together as a team with the U.S. Forest Service, Stanislaus National Forest, Jason and his team, and we work together on a program to do literally pace and scale watershed level improvements, not little ones, but we're going to start small and grow the program. And so what we've done is we've agreed to work together. Now, when I say we agreed to work together, it's the agreement is signed by the county and signed by the Stanislaus National Forest and actually the Region 5. And that's all been done. It's a 10-year agreement. That's what was allowed when we signed it. To expand that, we really are a team with Yosemite Stanislaus Solutions. Now, the reason they aren't a signatory officially is they're not technically a legal entity, but they have an enormous amount of broad experience and expertise in the whole area of forest management. And so we're trying to include everybody. And I think it's really important because all the values are included that way. And we are working directly with the Tuolumne River Trust, who is a member of the YSS group, but they're a real entity legally, and they will be the project manager on this for all the projects. And there's a lot of work been done already on this, and I'll let somebody else explain that. But our goal is to restore our forest and all of the values in the forest, the health of the forest, the environment, the habitat, the water, the recreation, the economic values that the forest brings, the clean air aspects, so that the forest is a net sink, if you will, or holder of carbon as opposed to a net emitter of carbon. And there's a lot of work being done on those days with greenhouse gas emissions, and it's talked about a lot. Even the governor now has recently issued a proclamation on forest health and making that a priority in the state. And this is a big, big plus to this whole impetus and getting some state push state power, if you will, behind this prestige of the governor's office behind this is a big deal. Cal Fire has been all in. We all know about the tree mortality issues, and that's a direct result of not having a healthy forest. compounded by drought and bark beetles, natural things that happen. But if the forest had been healthier, it wouldn't have been as severe, and, you know, and it's not over. But so we're moving forward on a healthy forest. We're focused on the Stanislaus National Forest within Tuolumne County, and not outside. There are already people who are, who I'm a little amazed at this, or who are very excited about this, watching us carefully to see what we're doing, asking us how we're doing it. And we basically told them, let's get something done, and we'll share it with you, because I believe truly that this is a potential model for how we as a community, the collaboration, move forward and manage these forests to the net positive benefit of our communities and the communities outside our immediate area, because they all benefit. There'll be more water in the streams, creeks, and rivers. Our air will be better. Ultimately, I believe, our fire suppression costs will go down when we get there. So this is a really big deal. And I think Jason might want to add a few things to that.
Jason Kuyken, Forest Supervisor.
All right, so that was a great introduction, and you can't get me to a table to talk about not just this MSA, but working in a group without bringing up the Forest Service mission. So the Forest Service mission is to sustain the health, diversity, and productivity of the nation's forests and grasslands to meet the needs of present and future generations. And it's a great mission statement, but what's important in bringing up that mission statement here in this context is, well, that's the mission of the Forest Service. Nothing within those words say that work has to be done solely by the Forest Service. And so here's an opportunity that we are really opening the door as an agency to say, how can we work together with our partners, with the public, to make sure that these lands on the Stanislaus National Forest that are enjoyed by all the folks in Tuolumne County and Mariposa County and Alpine County and Calaveras County, that they're important to them, but they're important beyond those walls. The work that is done here impacts folks throughout California and really throughout the United States because of the recreation opportunities, the water that's generated from the Stanislaus National Forest and goes down into the San Joaquin Valley and other places for agriculture. But it's also for the forest products that come off of that unit and the range lands that are provided there and minerals. So the Stanislaus has a lot of value to a lot of different people. And so now the Forest Service is trying to engage the public and trying to engage our partners into helping us manage that landscape that is so important to all. So this Master Stewardship Agreement, again, while signed by the county, really represents that Yosemite Stanislaus Solutions Collaborative that brings together a diverse group of individuals and organizations that are all have that common goal in mind of making a resilient landscape so that we can reduce the threat of catastrophic wildland fire, but at the same time continue to provide quality habitat for animals and birds and fish, recreation opportunities for all of the recreating public, for just the host of activities that we do. So this is an important aspect and really is leading the state of California and is one of the leaders in the country in taking that on as a collaborative and really as a county. I am thankful to be here working with this group.
Liz Peterson, as an administrative analyst for Tuolumne County, I know you've been on the ground floor working on this. You know, what can you tell us about your role in this overall project?
Yeah, so my role really has been kind of coordinating the effort to make sure that all of the pieces are together, that this process moves forward. So it kind of started with a YSS field trip back in August, where the idea of a master stewardship agreement came up. We all kind of looked at each other and said, yeah, this is probably a good option for us as YSS members. And the county, we felt like Supervisor Hanvelt in particular was there and felt like we at the county would maybe be the ones who would be interested in being the partners. So we worked to get the master stewardship agreement signed by the Board of Supervisors, and that was in December. And so I kind of led through that process. And then we worked to also get a letter of understanding signed with the Yosemite Stanislaus Solutions as Supervisor Hanvelt mentioned, YSS is not a legal entity. You know, they're made up of all kinds of legal entities, but it in itself is not. And so we developed this letter of understanding that basically talks about the process of the Master Stewardship Agreement, that while the county is technically the partner with the Forest Service, the county will not bring forward project ideas to the Forest Service that have not reached consensus agreement from YSS. So YSS gets together to talk about project options or ideas or what they would like to see done on the landscape, submits those to the county, and then we carry that through to the board, and then we implement that with, again, the help of YSS and their expertise. So I have worked getting the master stewardship going, getting our supplemental project agreement going, and just sort of carrying it throughout all of the different entities that are involved in this team effort.
And I know YSS has been referenced many times here already this morning, and it's really kind of a diverse group of entities, isn't it?
It is. And Patrick could probably speak a bit more to that, who's in the group and kind of what they stand for.
We will pick up with Patrick Copel in just a minute. We've got to take a quick break, though. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. On this weekend show, we're talking about the Master Stewardship Agreement in place between Tuolumne County and the Stanislaus National Forest related to forest health. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We'll be back with our second segment in just a minute.